Gamer Tag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Host Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
The daily interview, roundtable discussion, all the latest gaming coverage, developer interviews, the latest news from the crew.
A Gamer Tag Radio exclusive.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamer Tag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Here we go.
E3 2016 coverage starts now.
All right, we're live at E3 2016, and again, we have Pete Rock and also Paris in the house, and wow, this is a big episode. We played hands-on Titanfall 2, and we played the PlayStation 4 version. This is the first time that we actually got to see the game here at E3. So, Paris, I know you were right next to me during the time we were competing. I was in a different team. We were competing with you guys, with you and Pete. Wow, visually looks really, really good.
Yeah, and interesting enough, it's still based off of that original engine that they got, you know, like the source engine from the original game. They've just, you know, obviously tweaked it or whatever. But yeah, looked great on the PlayStation 4, which was a conversation that we were having offline leading up to this. Was we were curious when we get to play it, which version is it? Because we're like, if it's Xbox, then obviously it's still Xbox is considered their lead SKU, but it was PlayStation 4, which makes me wonder going into the Sony press conference, if we're going to see them show up there with any kind of exclusive content.
I see that. Like, you know, we got invited to the game EA Game Changers. The whole Respawn crew was there and also EA. And it was a lot of YouTubers and Twitch streamers.
Well, just streamers.
Right?
Yeah.
Streamers.
Yeah.
So we were there, like, all right, we start playing the game and everything. And when we went inside, I was like, all right, is it going to be Xbox? Is it going to be PlayStation? And right there, boom, it was just PlayStation controllers all over. So, yeah, I think that we are going to see Respawn Entertainment at the PlayStation press conference. After this event, I think that's the official thing that I think is going to happen, you know. But overall, it plays great on the PlayStation controller. Amazing. It plays really, really good, man. And graphically, man, I'm not into the whole graphics thing, but man, so I'm so used to playing the first Titanfall, playing this on the PlayStation 4 now. My God, huge difference, man. Huge difference. And we had a debate. Is it Frostbite or not?
Yeah, we were curious if they would go Frostbite, yeah. But it, like I said, it's not. It's still based off of the source engine.
Mm-hmm. Pete, this is your first time that you played also Titanfall 2. What are your feedback, your thoughts about it?
One of the key elements for a game like Titanfall has always been that smooth, that butter smooth experience that we all look for. Mm. I mean, at the end of the day, this is the core of Titanfall comes from that heart, which was, you know, the Infinity War team, mm-hmm. And you can see it translate really, really well. Titanfall, you know, the original did that extremely well with the verticality, the jump jets. Now with the introduction of the grappling hook, the pulse knife, which lets you shoot out, you know, like a pulse to try to get a radar whereabouts of your opponent. You had the hologram, which I don't know if any of you guys played. I think that's the sniper character. Or
no,
the counter sniper.
Well, I was
the counter sniper is the one that uses the pulse.
I mean, my character was Titan. That's what I had.
Okay, so you're using the primary one.
The primary warfare. Yeah.
So, right, so there's that one. There's another one that has the pulse knife, which is what does the radar. Mm-hmm. And then there's the counter sniper, which does a hologram. Mm-hmm. So it's like you see what you think is the enemy, but it's actually, you know, you're mm-hmm. you're going elsewhere. You're trying to, you know, get in a position. I'm impressed.
I'm super impressed.
My question is,
yeah,
how much improvement did they do graphics-wise on this to make it look this good versus what we could have had on, let's say, the original Titanfall, and let's say they would have dropped it on all consoles? Would we have seen such a jump in graphical content or ability?
I think
from one console to another.
Because remember the original game that came out, that was supposed to be an Xbox 360 game, not an Xbox One game. And the only thing is they worked on this to be a little bit better once it came out on Xbox One. But this one, you could tell the difference, man. Like, playing the first one to this, it's a huge graphic difference. Like, really, really big, you know? Like, in this interview, we have two people, right, Paris? We have Joel. What was his last name?
Emsley.
Emsley. And yeah, we have also have Vince.
Vince Zampilla.
From Respawn. And we had a great conversation about the game. So we're going to play right now very quick. And then once we come back, we have our last words about Titanfall 2. So we'll be right back.
Back on the scene. This is Gamertag Radio.
Hey, it's Paris. We're here at E3 2016. And we just got a chance to play Titanfall 2. And we're going to continue a conversation that we had from over 2 years ago with the original Titanfall. I screwed up your name the last time, so that's please introduce yourself. Right,
Joel Emsley. And then we're at EA Play tonight.
That's right.
I've got to give props to EA. Yeah, we've got to take care of our publisher and make sure we give the right proper shout out. So, yeah, they put a nice event together for us tonight.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us about the game. So describe your job at Respawn again. What do you do for Titanfall?
I'm art director, and oh my God, where do I start? I've been really busy. My job is basically to kind of shepherd the entire art department, but honestly, they're kind of a self-guided team. They're super badass. We've added PBR to the game, so they just, you know, my job is to kind of be there and be gatekeeper of anything like a blocker, like trying to make sure that the game just has like a good overall sense, like look at the macro, make sure that we're just kind of hitting the quality of Respawn, you know, like making sure that Titanfall actually visual language is there, we're staying true to what the brand is and just kind of building on that.
Now we know there's six Titans in Titanfall 2, and if my memory serves me correct, you came up with the original design from the original game.
So I did. We were kicking around ideas in the beginning and just trying to figure out what Titans are. And if I go way back, we're going to really continue this interview from 2.5 years ago.
Yes, 2 years ago.
It basically all came down to this thing where we had a lot of the artists were really pushing for giant robots, but giant robots weren't like, everybody was kind of afraid of them for some reason. And I guess it just never been done well yet. So we got to a point. There's a giant metal door that's closing in the background right now.
Not a background noise, but okay.
Hold the thought, and then we're good.
Go.
Okay.
All right, we're good.
So there was an opportunity at the point in the project where they wanted to do these like dive suits for like a single player scenario, and I'd gone back to some old school model making just to try to kind of convince the design team that robots were cool, mm-hmm. And I did it. I did like an old school kit bash. And at one point, we decided to just grab a little guy and put him next to the kit bash, and it's next to this like dive suit that's like looks like a robot. And then it was a kind of a moment where Birth of a Titan happened. And so we built on that. And I think if you look at Titanfall 1, we kind of just were figuring Titans out. And now if you look at Titanfall 2, we got it. Like we know what Titans are, and we just built on that. And I think when you step into multiplayer, you've got six new Titans, and they share the DNA of the original Titans. Like, so you'll see a little bit of Atlas, a little bit of Ogre. You'll kind of see it. There's the DNA, but it's kind of technologically, or if you were to look at the evolution of the Titanfall 2 universe, like the IMC and how they're building things, you'll see how they would evolve these Titans. But from a gameplay standpoint, the Titans have personality now. We didn't want to make them feel like a used car that you just dispose of and just like discard. So the Titans now have like abilities that you build up to, and you know, you get in them and they have a whole personality, like Scorch and Ion. Scorch is all like a fire-based incendiary system, and you kind of build up to his core, which is like core to the Titan itself, and it's like a flame core. You do this big spread. Ion is like a big laser-based system. It's kind of rooted in the old Atlas. You know, you'll see a little bit of a throwback to him. Mm-hmm. So it's all like crazy chest laser that comes out, and you just unleash the fury on people. So that's kind of where Titans have gone. They've gone to a point where they're an evolution of what we had before, more refined, more balanced. And I think the biggest thing that was really hard is getting them to read really well. So you can actually look at a Titan in Titanfall 2 and kind of really, after playing for a little while, kind of tell what's happening, what to expect from that Titan, and then that all plays into how multiplayer works with the pilots and everything too. An incredibly long answer to a short
question. Very long. But what was the one of the main things that you guys learned from the last game? Because graphically looks
way better than the last
little,
game.
It got a little better looking, huh?
Oh, my God. A lot more. Just a little some. But, I mean, besides that, graphically, like, what are the things that you guys learned from the last game?
I think the biggest takeaway from Titanfall 1 was visual language. And it's tough when you're starting a brand new company, starting a brand new IP. I guess it's like getting on a boat and getting your sea legs. Like you're trying to find your way and get stable and really figure things out. And I think that the takeaway from Titanfall 1 was really, you know, it was like a mixture of all these cool ideas, but they weren't refined and they weren't balanced and they weren't visually kind of reading right yet. So, I mean, getting characters to read, like I was talking about the Titans, getting them to really feel like they have a personality and a visual language. And what we did is, I mean, we tied that into not only the Titans, but if you look at like a heavy pilot or a light pilot, they have actually, if you look at what we got right now, it's kind of tough to tell because you're just getting a sample, but a light pilot has a visual language of like a visor, like a square visor, and all what you haven't actually seen yet are light Titans. Light Titans will have the same visual language that ties into that. Heavy pilots, kind of spidery eyes, these like little lenses everywhere. And then you get into like the Atlas class stuff or the Atlas, like the children of Atlas kind of thing. And you look at like normal pilots, they have like a V language or a Y language going on too. So it's kind of building on all those languages, getting things to read right. And then once you get things to read right, then you can start getting the game design to kind of support that in a good way. Like, I mean, one thing you can kind of see at like a little bit of a glance is if you encounter an AI in multiplayer and single player too, AI will often show a humanity, like an actual face, and, you know, skin, so it'll feel human. Pilots are they're always covered, they're always masked.
Right.
So just getting, that's kind of, from an artistic standpoint, visually, that's kind of where we went. We just kind of evolved all that language. You kind of have to go, the takeaway from Titanfall 1 is just making everything make sense and getting it to read well. Because that's, I think what you're dealing with both single player and multiplayer is a flash read. You're trying to like, you want the player to look at something, understand it immediately, and know what to do with it. So that's kind of where we went.
So going back to the original game, I keep going back to the original game, but going back to the original game, I felt like as the DLC started to come out, environment-wise, I felt like when the game first started, I mean, the level of detail was kind of there, but as the DLC, you guys seemed to really start iterating on that and was getting even more defined. And I only got to play one map so far, but it looked like you've even stepped your game up even more. So can you kind of talk about some of the level design and environments that we're going to see in Titanfall 2?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm humbled by our environment team. It's helmed by Todd Seuss, our art director of environments, and those guys are super badass. They work really closely with the designers, making sure, because I think the hard part about artists is we want to make stuff look gorgeous, but that doesn't play well.
Right.
So yeah, they're always in close contact with the designers, making sure that everything works well. And in Titanfall, movement and mobility is unbelievably crucial. Artists always want to put crazy gack on rooftops and walls and stuff. And it's kind of like challenging those guys to make sure that the art and the environments look detailed enough, but are still inviting to a player to want to wall run and do all that crazy stuff on. And that works with both multiplayer and single player. We want to encourage the player to kind of do these things and do these crazy trick moves. And it all rests on the visuals. I mean, they have to make sure that, you know, again, like the visual language is there. And that's the really tricky part, is the visual language of an environment that you're going to interact with, but still keep things open and freeform enough that they can do whatever they want, but they kind of look at it and know what they can do. So, you know, there's that. And then they upped their game on, you know, starting to understand the tools. We were still getting our legs again on the first one. Mm-hmm. You know, the department really got on board with physical-based rendering. So the best part about physical-based rendering is that you have a common ground with the shader system where all the art, every single asset that goes into the game, there's like what we call like a zero base visually for how the shaders work and everything. So you're all starting from the same baseline. It's all consistent. So, you know, this type of meta will read like this on a character, on a prop, or on the environment too. And so the whole world begins to marry together. It all starts to work together. And it also, I mean, you can look at like, we deal with a lot of diffuse lighting, like really dark areas in the game this time, and the characters still pop, the environment still pops, mm-hmm. they all look good together, or it just starts banging. It's really hot.
Now, my question is this is Frostbite, or is this like a totally different type of engine? Because
this is a highly evolved.
here's my answer. All right. Okay.
I'll say basically, we've done a shit ton of work to the engine. The artists and the engineers, and it's a super evolved version, crazy modified version of the Titanfall engine that we started with, which was based on the source originally. But okay. I mean, now we're so far away from that. We're looking at, we're 6 years into Respawn right now, and that's where it all started. So, I mean, what we have now is it's alien technology basically compared to what we started with. And I think also the entire team has become so comfortable with the tools and the shaders and everything and all the code that we've written that, it just starts really coming together really well.
I mean, it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful right now.
Thank you. I'm going to immediately go in on Monday and tell the team that you said that.
I mean, this is a very early build, So now, what are the things that you guys learned also for the single player? Because there was a campaign.
Yes,
on the first game,
Titanfall 1.
there was
but this campaign is, multiplayer. Yeah.
So I mean, what were the things that you guys learned from that first campaign mode of the last game from this now?
One like insanely good thing that came. Oh, there's a lot of stuff that came out of it. It's a learning experience. And I think when we did campaign multiplayer, we were trying something new and seeing what worked and didn't work. And I think my biggest takeaway. From both design, gameplay and art supporting that gameplay is we took AI and we put really good AI, even at the time, it's still like I think really good AI in Titanfall 1 in multiplayer, and that's tough to do. To actually have AI that can handle real like a dynamic environment with multiple human beings running around making human decisions and have AI react to that. I think it's underrated, with the fans and everything. Or the community in general, like, underrates it a little bit. They weren't just bots. They were AI. They were scripted. They knew what to do. They knew where to take cover. They're navigating I don't know what kind of dimension you could describe Titanfall as far as 3D, but you're dealing with a Titan game and a pilot game. There's two states that the world has to accommodate. It's like the giant and the little guy, too. The AI was dealing with all that. Take that out of Titanfall 1 and introduce it into a single player world where now it's the player and his Titan dealing with that AI and then evolving that AI into Titanfall 2. That for me is like one of the biggest pluses coming out of Titanfall 1 and Titanfall 2 is really having some super kick-ass AI that can handle that. And then that AI comes, there's a huge benefit circle that happens here. It's like an ecosystem. The AI comes in a single player. We do crazy AI. Multiplayer guys go, I like that new AI that you guys have. I want to put that in multiplayer. Yeah. Let's see what we can do. Let's mix it up a little bit. So huge benefit on that point.
Now, I know this is the early reveal. So there's like 10 million things I want to ask you, but I know that you're not going to answer. So I want to take this a completely different direction. Last time we talked to you, we found out, you're really into anime, Star Wars, things like that. Have you seen the new Voltron on Netflix?
I saw previews. I've seen previews, and yeah, I'm kind of.
I'll just say this:
have you seen it?
Yeah, we've been watching it, and we normally don't really curse on here, but I got to say, it. Voltron is the shit.
And it's on Netflix?
On Netflix, okay, and cool. I didn't like the Lion Voltron, the old one, but this one is really, really, really good,
yeah. Dude.
Definitely check it out.
I have twin boys that do a lot of late night feedings and early morning feedings, and now I got something to watch. So yeah, I'm happy. That's cool.
Yeah. Now, this game is now going to be on PlayStation 4, first time for you guys.
Yes.
How was that?
Awesome.
Because it looks, we played it on a PlayStation 4 multiplayer.
Yeah.
Woo! It looks good. It looks really good.
I'm glad you said that.
It looks really good.
It's good. There'll be a lot of happy.
And I'm an Xbox guy, and I have to say, it looks really good on the PlayStation.
It really comes down to. I've said this before, and I got maybe a little burn on it, but
yeah.
if I had my way, we would have enough time to go back and support everything. Like I would want everybody to be able to have access to the game, you know, because we worked so hard on it for like 2 years. You want it to be seen. You want it to get out. You want it to be accessible to everybody. But to have the opportunity to be on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, I mean, it's awesome. It's amazing. It's a lot of work. But yeah, it's like being able to reach out and have that many people, you know, whatever player base each platform has, to be able to kind of be available to that community and that gamer community is just amazing. So yeah, we love it. It's good to be on there. It's fantastic. I love it, and you know, everybody's really into it. So I can't wait to see what people do when they pick it up. Cool. What's really interesting to me is to actually, it happens a lot. We're having the weird thing about PS4 is actually thinking this is an entire community of people, gamers that haven't played Titanfall yet. So when we're actually building the game and we're thinking about adding new things or bringing old things back and refining them, we're actually considering what's this going to be like to a brand new gamer if they have never touched it. You know, like I think that goes into the actual single player. You wouldn't have to have played Titanfall 1 to actually hop into Titanfall 2 and really understand what's happening. It all just kind of it starts and then it's a chase and you keep going and you know the game just does it all for you. It just tells you the story for you right there.
Well, final thing for me, since along those lines we're talking about new players being introduced into the Titanfall world, I'm sure you've been demoing the heck out of Titanfall 2. What's been your favorite thing so far? What's your favorite thing to do?
It's a lame answer because everybody's going to say it, but I mean, you know what I'm going to say, grappling hook. I love the grappling hook. I'm not the most, maybe I'm getting older, but the grappling hook saves my ass constantly because I can basically, I start taking fire and the time to kill is really, you know, it's really well balanced, but you know, maybe my reflexes aren't fast enough, but I have just enough time to kind of pivot and like shoot a grappling hook away and get out of dodge really fast. And maybe if they're not fast enough, I can live and it, you know, helps me get out. But having that in there is just, it's a sweet mechanic. It started off rough. It was really hard to balance, but it was well worth it because it is smoking hot and it just, you know, with slide, being able to slide under stuff, grappling hook, wall running, double jumping, it's like, holy crap. I mean, it's the perfect combo of all these different moves that come together and like this like pie salad, awesome.
Look, I got to say this one along those lines. I know you do. Well, along these lines, would you say then that Titanfall is the type of game that's easy to get into but hard to master?
Yeah. It's a minute to learn, a lifetime to master. Yeah, that was like that. I think that's like one of the things that we were saying on the first one, and it completely holds true to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's really cool about Titanfall 2 is that Titanfall 1 was like raw. It was like a rough diamond that hadn't been cut yet. And I think you look at Titanfall 2, and what's really fun is that he'll probably get embarrassed when I pull this card, but we had Todd Alderman, who we all worked with on Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare 2, even go back to Call of Duty 2. He came back, took a little hiatus, joined back up with the team about a year ago. And he just, it's like the band came back together, plus a bunch of brand new people that bring so much to the table. It's like band came back together for multiplayer, single players there. It's all like, I mean, I feel like I've been here before and it was a good thing. It's just, it's awesome.
How's it been checking out the gamers that come into EA play for the first time? They've never been to E3.
Yeah.
Seeing the reaction playing Titanfall 2 for the first time. Because like, the media is a little bit different, but seeing the gamers, you know, the fans, you know.
I've seen a little bit. So far, I'm just happy that people are liking what they see. You know, I think they're going to want to see a lot more of it.
Yeah.
And we're going to deliver on that. I mean, we have the data isn't out there, but we're going to have an opportunity before launch where we invite everybody to come in and help us basically stress test the entire system. We call it a technical test or a technical stress test or whatever you want to call it. And they'll figure out what to call it later. Mm-hmm. But it's basically everybody come help us break the game. Let's figure it out. See what you think. Tell us what's going on. What's wrong with it. Let's try to fix it. Or, you know, can I get people to a happy point? But yeah, I'd like to having them see it now and then bringing that into the scene is going to be interesting.
You have any other questions? Well, I think I have one more. Now, honestly, we've been debating though for like for months. I was like, man, there's no way that Titanfall 2 is going to come out during the time that Battlefield is going to come out and then Call of Duty. And honestly, like, I'm happy that you guys are like releasing at a time that this is going to be a lot of shooters during the holiday season. How confident are you guys, you know, to release this product with everything else
like
going on?
I feel like we have a kick-ass partner.
Yes.
And,
okay.
And to me,
that's good.
Well, tell them what I said. The debate we're having is I feel like Titanfall 2 is going to be EA's biggest title this year. Yeah. I
think so too. With respect to all our friends at DICE, yeah, I hope so too. I mean, but I feel coming out together is there's enough room in the industry, in the community for all of us to kind of like, you know, share that space together. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's up to up to the gamers. I don't want to disrespect anybody.
No, but as a fan of gaming, I think that it's good because it will inspire, you know, future games.
Yeah, I mean,
to me, it's a good thing, man. You know,
the other thing too. It's, I mean, I think we kind of cover both ends of a spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Titanfall is insane, crazy mobility, exotic multiplayer mechanics plus single player that no one's seen yet. Which is, I'm just gonna say, like, I've been doing this for a little while, and when I look at our single player, we're really heavily inspired by, like, the mystery and coolness of like Half-Life and like an old school Nintendo game like Blaster Master and like how you work with it. You know, it's just, I think we've got that, and then you've got Battlefield doing their thing that covers like a hardcore tactical, you know, element of it. And I think you could probably bounce back and forth and be happy. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's just better for gamers. You know, we're all out there doing our thing, and I think there's a lot of really awesome games to look forward to this year, and it's just good for everybody because we're all competing, we're making better stuff, mm-hmm. we're pushing each other. If we're all doing stuff in a vacuum, who can, you know, whatever.
Well, let me ask this, and I keep saying I got one final thing, and I keep talking for some reason, but so, I mean, how does it make you feel? Is it flattering to you that some of your competition may borrow features from the original Titanfall and implement them into their games? Does that inspire you to push the genre even more when it comes to Titanfall 2?
I guess no comment.
No, I do. I like competition. It drives me. You know, I compete with myself. You know, like if I'm going for a ride or something, which I haven't in a long time because I'm getting busy doing this game, but if I'm doing anything, if I'm doing a sculpture or anything, or I'm doing art for myself for fun, just for, you know, I'm like, I'm kind of competing with myself. And I think that competition's good. It drives everybody to be better. Mm-hmm. If you've got people out, and it's hard to tell if people are, it's hard to tell who's inspired by who anymore. We're all kind of pulling from the same pool of cool game mechanics. And it really comes down to how you put that all together in the end, and how it's, if you do it well, does it click with the community, and they're cool with it? And I think, dude, everybody's doing their thing right now. There's a lot of FPS out there.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our own special twist or whatever we're doing. But I think there's one thing I could say when it comes to a Titanfall or a Respawn game in general, we have a lot of personality, I hope. And I hope that comes across. And I think when you look at a Respawn game or like a Titanfall 2, you can tell it is Titanfall 2.
That is the most amazing non-answer I've ever heard in my life. I freaking love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Very good.
Awesome, man. No, Joe, but if anybody want to get, like, you know, they want to follow you, updates, tweets, Facebook,
so crappy at that stuff.
Oh, there you go.
I have a Twitter
account. He loves social media right there.
Damn, I'm on. Yeah, I don't have anything right now. I'm on Twitter. No.
Are you on Twitter? No.
I am on Twitter. I am on Twitter. I haven't.
You haven't posted
my
like
Twitter
maybe 2 years ago.
Here's the thing. I think you can look at my Twitter account and see how hard I'm working on the game.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Because I haven't touched it since Titanfall 1.
That's good.
There you go.
That's good.
I went like balls to the wall on this game. I left no stone unturned. Same with everybody on the team. Like, we threw the kitchen sink at this thing. Just, you know, I think we we came out of Titanfall 1 and we're like, that was great. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Like that we were getting started. Let's go ahead and let's make Titanfall 2 just sing. Mm-hmm. Let's get this right. Let's get it great.
Let me tell you, Joel, like I know we had you like 2 years ago. That was one of my favorite interviews. It was like just
did
the vibe, the conversation.
Did we do better?
I think it's good. It's even better,
yeah,
I think, right?
I
love it. I think the non-answers just made this the best.
Mic drop.
Right?
But congrats and good luck with the game, man. I had a blast playing this big time, man. So
all right, well,
I'm a big fan.
You guys back out. We'll do another one.
Yes.
We won't wait 2 years.
There you go.
Good.
All right, awesome.
All right, man.
Cool.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Back on the scene.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Hey, it's Paris. We're still at E3 2016, and we're still talking Titanfall 2. So who better to get than Mr. Vince Zampella? Can you please tell us a little bit about Titanfall 2? What were some of the inspirations going from the original to now with the sequel as far as single player and some of the modes that you've added in multiplayer?
You know, I think we looked at what we had in the original game, something we were really proud of. We had 12 million people play that game. You know, a lot of feedback of we want more, we want to experience more. So we kind of listened and said, what can we do to, one, bring the game to a bigger audience? We want more people to play it and last longer, play the game longer, be engaged longer. So we decided to add a single-player campaign. We're on multiple platforms now. We're on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So for us, it was all about getting more people to experience this, you know, this great gameplay that we love so much.
So, but what were some of the lessons learned? I mean, obviously, with Titanfall when originally launched, you know, you added modes, you iterated as the DLC started to come out, and now here with Titanfall 2, what's some of the things you learned from that original?
I think it's about giving people a bigger depth of experience, you know, and that's something that, you know, players screamed about. You know, we want more. We want to be able to open the game up a little more. So the way we've structured it now, and we're not talking about all the unlocks and the
right
stuff, but it's a much better system. It'll keep players engaged longer.
I know I asked this to Joe. This is the first time that the gamers, forget about the media, this is the first time the gamers actually playing this for the first time.
That's right.
Has it been the reaction for you seeing them playing this Titanfall for the first time?
It's really good. You know, there's a lot. It's a different experience. It's still at its core. It's Titanfall, and it feels like Titanfall, but there's a lot of stuff that we've added and kind of changed. So watching people kind of just pick it up and pretty naturally just kind of get right into it and figure it out. Like, there's some things that are a little harder, like the grappling hook and different modes. There's just people have just really pick it up after a couple of minutes. They're just like, yeah, they get it. It's like if you're a fan of the game, you get it. Yeah.
So, just going by the trailer that we saw for the single-player campaign, you seem to be going to the direction of getting us to actually care about the Titans themselves. Like, they have a person.
I thought you already did. I saw you cry a little bit.
Well, that's because I died and one fell on me. But you seem to be going, trying to get an emotional response out of the gamers as far as the single-player goes with the campaign. So,
that's right.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, it's about that bond between, you know, man and machine, and that, you know, the situations in the game where, you know, you're going to need your Titan to complete a mission. There's going to be situations where you're not with your Titan and you're going to need to complete it on your own. So we want to kind of give you that, you know, that more personal feeling.
Who thought of the zip line?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you.
Well, I mean, zip lines
have been around a while, so.
I mean, as far as in your game, who?
I mean, they were in the original game too. We had some zip lines.
Wait, but not used the way it's using that I just played.
The grappling hook, you mean?
Yeah, did I say the zip line?
You
oh
did.
My god!
Yeah.
Wow, Paris.
I may or may not have had a drink or two.
It's late. I'm running on.
Right. I'm talking about the grappling hook. Where did the idea from that come from?
I mean, again, grappling hook's something been around a while, so it's you know, we kind of give designers the freedom to experiment with things and put different things in the game, and some of them work, you know, some of them don't, obviously, and they go out. That was just one that it felt like for our game. Fluidity of motion, that ability to be vertical and go anywhere, just it's such a core part of the game that grappling hook is just, you know, a natural addition. and, you know, added to the gameplay. When you're good at it, people can just, I mean, you watch people, I don't know if you saw anyone in there playing with it, there's people that can just flow. That just, it adds into that movement. They're wall running, jumping, grappling, spinning. It's beautiful.
Well, that's
like
the thing.
Like an air ballet.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Because as I was playing and starting to get actually used to using it, it started to change the way that I was actually playing the game, which it opened up all these different possibilities. So going along those lines, I know you have six Titans in this particular multiplayer of the game. Can you talk about any of the different varieties of the Titans, some of the features we may see with these Titans?
Well, we're only showing two today.
Okay.
So it's about kind of being able to identify, much like, you know, a Street Fighter kind of game. You know who you're going up against. You know what their moves are. Now, in combat before, you don't really, you know, you can Titan loadouts were different. You don't know what you're getting into when you get into a fight. Now you do. In Titanfall 2, you'll see, you know, like, that's Scorch. I know what I'm going up against. I know, based on what my Titan is, how I should approach this. So it kind of makes the fights a little more, you know, predictable, where you can kind of say, here's how I want to do this. Here's how, you know, so the fights are a little more strategic. It makes, you know, identification of what the fight's going to be and engagement kind of makes you think about, oh, okay, I know what I have to do now. I'm not going to face him head on. I'm going to go around the side, or I'm going to do... So it's a better... Just a better, richer gameplay experience.
I mean, the last game was Xbox and PC. Now it's for the PlayStation 4. Has it been very challenging to also work on a new console development to this game right here, too? Or
no?
No? Okay, there you go. He's good. He's good.
Let's stand along those lines of the PlayStation 4. So you're opening this game up to an entire new, you know, base in the community. What would you say to the PlayStation 4 owners as far as Titanfall goes? What can they expect?
I think if it's someone who hasn't played the game before, you know, seeing that it's a sequel, maybe they'd be worried, like, I never played the original one, you know, do I need... No. This is this game, you know, story-wise, you know, obviously we have a single player now. We didn't in the original one, but we had, you know, single player kind of moments built into multiplayer, but this game, it stands on its own. You don't need to have played the original to play this one. Okay. So I think that's important, you know, so that the audience, the PlayStation audience knows they can pick this one up and get in and enjoy the game.
And finally, can you remind everyone when Titanfall 2 is going to be out?
October 28th.
And it'll be on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC, correct?
That's correct.
All right, Vince, thank you very much. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes.
And I will say, our collector's edition is a wearable helmet. Ooh. So, coming out right before Halloween.
Yep.
Perfect. Hey,
you can buy it.
Sounds good.
And get a Halloween costume out of it. So, yes. It sounds perfect to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Go. Maybe I'm biased.
Well, again, thank you for taking the time. That's we appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate seeing you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right. Anything else you guys want to say? That was a great interview, man. Love
oh,
it.
No, we had fun. We had a lot of fun.
Voltron question. I like that. That was awesome. Voltron. Go watch it. If you have Netflix, go watch Voltron. So let's wrap it up very quick. Paris, your thoughts about just Titanfall 2 overall. For those that never play the game, it's coming out on the PlayStation. PlayStation gamers, this is gonna the first time they're going to be playing this, you know? So
I think people on the PlayStation 4... Excuse me, that are finally going to get a chance to play Titanfall, they're going to be impressed. You know, like I was kind of saying during the interview, I feel like they came out with kind of a base mode when it originally launched, and they iterated on it with the DLC, and they really, you know, made a very robust game by the end of we got with the original Titanfall. And this is the next logical step of that. So Xbox gamers that are going to be coming back to it and going, oh, man, Titanfall got a lot better, but really that is coming back from that original game with the DLCs, and we're seeing that now here in Titanfall 2, and I just think PlayStation 4 owners from jump are going to go, yep, this is a great multiplayer game to play. And, you know, they're not talking about single player right now, but I'm curious to see how in-depth they're going to go with that story and, you know, how they're going to try and emotionally get people attached to their Titans and all that stuff.
So the question begs to be asked.
Take your time.
Dropping October 28th. Right before or after. It's right between the The Battlefield 1 game.
I asked that question to them. Were you surprised to ask that question, Paris? You were not expecting that, right? I asked them. I asked Joel. I was like, wait a minute. You guys are releasing this in between Battlefield 1 and Call of Duty. It's a lot of shooters this holiday season. How confident are you with Titanfall 2? He gave a great, what was it that you said at the end of the interview? He was like, wow, that was one of the best non-answer. That's what you said, Paris, something like that.
To be fair to them, they're not going to talk about, you know, Call of Duty or anything like that. I mean, that's just not their place. I mean, I just kind of answered it because I knew they weren't going to answer it directly. It was just having fun with it. But yeah, it was a great non-answer. But look, we all know Call of Duty was what it was until Titanfall came out, and then magically Titanfall comes out, and the next Call of Duty, all of a sudden they're wall jumping and doing all these various things, and they got mechs and all that stuff too. So, you know, competition is good. I mean, it pushed Call of Duty to try and get better, and now that Call of Duty is doing it, it's, as we can see with Titanfall 2, it's pushing Respawn to be better with Titanfall.
In your opinion, does it warrant being in that holiday lineup launch?
Well, I'll go back to what I've been saying the last few weeks. I feel this is going to be EA's biggest game for 2016. And the fact that they have the confidence to drop it, you know, in between Battlefield 1 and right before Call of Duty says a lot.
Let me ask you this, Paris, before we wrap it up. When you said that, a lot of people looked at us weird during that interview. There was a lot of people in that room just... they were just like, wow, this is like a good, pretty good interview. As soon as Paris mentioned that this is the game of 2016, a lot of people looked at us and they were like happy that we said that. And also they were laughing. I don't know how was the vibe, but you felt that vibe too? Because
good. You got to think about it. Those guys at Respawn and everything, they've had their heads down making this game.
Yes.
So
I totally agree.
They don't know what the landscape of games coming out and what's what. They're just trying to make the best game possible, mm-hmm. and they're trying to make sure it's polished and ready to go by the time that they've agreed to with EA. Mm-hmm. And my point is this, EA as the publisher, they're about making money. So if they didn't feel Titanfall was going to be a great seller, mm-hmm. they would not drop it into that hellstorm that is the holiday lineup on October 28th. So mm-hmm. the fact that they put it there means they have confidence in that title to be a
big
great
time.
Seller.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I'll take it back to last year. Microsoft made the mistake with Tomb Raider because they obviously were confident to think that it was going to sell great in that window. Mm-hmm. Then Bethesda was like, oh, hey guys, we're going to put out Fallout 4 the same day. And then, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah.
But obviously EA feels that that it is different enough from Battlefield 1 that it can both can live side by side and then both can sell well. And like I said, I think Titanfall 2 is going to be the bigger seller of the two.
I think at the end of the day, we're going to wrap it up now, but at the end of the day, this is a great time to be a gamer because so many different style of games coming out, especially if you're into shooters. Yo, you got Battlefield 1, you got Titanfall 2. Hey, if you're not into those, there's Call of Duty, you know? And personally, so far, because I haven't played Battlefield 1, but man, Titanfall 2 looks amazing so far, man. So, all right, so we have a lot more content coming up for GamertagRadio.com. And once again, go to GamertagRadio.com, play that @gamertag, and also send us your feedback at fanmail@GamertagRadio.com or speakpipe.com/GamertagRadio, or give us a call to 786-273-7GTR.
I just realized Todd Gurley was at the Titanfall 2 event and I didn't know it.
Who?
Did you know that? Todd Gurley, running back for the Rams.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because our good friend Dougie has a picture with him.
No.
Yeah.
And we were, wow.
Yeah. We were just focused on the game. We didn't care.
And we were also doing interviews.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Dougie. Cool. All right. So stay tuned. We have more content coming over here at GamerTagRail.com.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.